What time is it?
It's podcast time.
What time is it?
It's podcast time.
What time is it?
Podcast time.
Guys?
Hello.
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 Oh, no, it's not Fifi, Feb, and Nick. It's a producer's podcast.
So yuck. Disappointing.
It's the boring alternative.
Yuck, yuck, yuck. Skip, skip. Hi, guys. It's the producers here. You've got JB. Darcy is here.
Hello.
I think we've branded you as the Mumminger
sometimes.
Mumminger. Yep. Danji, have we had you on the podcast before?
Never. It was my first time.
Welcome,
properly
boy.
Podcasting.
Good to have you here. And now we've got a scratched up Costa as well.
The Dadinger.
The Dadinger.
I'll take that.
Costa got into a fight with his... What
no,
kind
we
of dog is it?
We were play fighting. Yeah. Ooh, I just smacked the mic with my cat. We were play fighting. He's a Kelpie Border Collie cross. We were having a rabble rouse just to get some energy out, and he scratched my face up. But he's great, and he knew he hurt me, and he was like, bro, you okay? Backed off.
And you were telling us off air just before that you went to disinfect it but got distracted looking for beer, and you didn't get the beer and you didn't get any disinfectant.
There were no beers. There were no disinfectant. Aldi had beers, but they weren't cold, and that is crucial in moment.
Did they have
threw
disinfectant?
Me off. I don't know, because the warm beer threw me off.
You
know,
so you didn't even look after all of that?
No, I was looking for beers, Darcy.
The Aldi beer rivet has a cult following of it being, like, enjoyed warm.
That's really?
It's actually a thing.
What?
Like, Aldi beer, you enjoy it at 24 degrees.
What,
like,
what are these people, numb?
It's a weird cult following. It's good. It's really funny.
Go back to Aldi.
I went to, I was going to say my in-law's place, but it's my girlfriend's house down in Warrnambool. Her parents.
We know what you mean.
Yeah. Well, they're not my in-laws, but
you can trim that bit. One day.
Meh, who knows? And I was forced to drink out of this mini keg that they'd gotten at Aldi of beer because they were like, how good's this? It's a keg. And I was like, yes, I agree. It is a keg. It's there. I brought my own beers, but we had to work through the keg first before I was allowed to get into my own beers. It's an okay keg.
Did you get drunk with them?
Sometimes I get a little bit. The first time I ever met Lucy's parents, and in fact, her auntie and uncle, Lucy got food poisoning. It was the first time we ever went to Warrnambool. So Lucy had to take herself off to her room just to deal with being sick. So I just got drunk with her dad. And then eventually.
That is amazing.
Eventually, her mum decided, okay, we'll take you to emergency. And I said, oh, can I be of assistance?
Can I drive?
Come along? And then mum just looked at me and went, you are of no use.
Literally. And you haven't even had a license then.
No, didn't. No. So I just got onto the Yellowtail and...
Yellowtail?
Onto the Yellowtail.
With Willie.
It was the real top shelf stuff there. It wasn't a Yellowtail keg, was it?
And the Aldi keg.
Where I come from, we just call that a goon bag, man.
So the reason why you have the producers and not Fee, Fev, and Nick is because they're on assignment at the moment.
Secret.
And they may be on a secret assignment for a couple of days, so you might hear our voices a little bit. If not, if you don't like that, just wait until towards the end of the week and you won't have to hear us at all.
Or skips.
Skippy, skip, skip. What they cover off in the show, we've got a friend of the show, Mel Buttle, comes in. She's a lot of fun. She struggles
hilarious.
With Melbourne roads. She's a Queenslander.
She also had bed bugs.
Yes.
Ew.
And then what else? Pneumonia.
Ew,
she's a sickly woman. speaking of, the guys talk about gastro. It's just run through this studio, it seems. Which is
And now we're in here.
Now we're here.
Yay.
And Fee had a little trip to Fiji, and we learn about...
Bulla.
Who do we learn about? Phil and Paul.
Yeah. Paul and Phil.
And she had Carver, which really ran under the radar
It did.
There's a famous story. If you look up Michael McCormack, former Deputy Prime Minister of Australia, he had to be lifted out of a room while he was on an official visit because he got a little bit too tipsy on the carver.
10-year-old Trixie had it.
Yeah.
Oh.
This was the Deputy Prime Minister and he got a little bit too on the carver.
Oh.
Not a good look. Come on, Michael.
Did Trixie have gastro or was she just lit?
Listen out for an Alpha Bucks answer. It's hidden somewhere in this podcast.
Arden Homes create award-winning energy-efficient homes that are not only beautiful but improve the way you live. And for a limited time, enjoy up to $39,000 in bonus upgrades.
Listen to the radio.
Live from the
Fox Studios in South Melbourne. Fifi Box.
We make people feel good.
Brendan Favola.
Fishy, fishy, fishy.
Nick Cody.
Boring.
Our Melbourne's number one breakfast show.
Woo! Popular Melbourne radio hosts Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
From Melbourne, Australia, Fifi, Fev and Nick.
We are the best city in the world.
Just love Melbourne.
It's the best.
Absolutely love it.
They are the best.
Live in Melbourne every day.
Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick.
These are becoming the biggest parties in Melbourne.
We've packed outdoors.
We did schoolies for the very first time.
Mary Warren, here is your statue of Brendan Favola.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
Hey, it's Ed Sheeran.
Margot Robbie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jack Black.
Great to meet you.
So good to have you back on the show and to come to Brecky in the Burbs. Keith Lee. You just won $100,000. You just won Fox's golden ticket.
That is the secret sauce.
The Foxes, Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Let's go. Monday, we're back into it. Fifi, Fev and Nick. Good to see your
faces.
Yes,
holidays are wrapped. Thanks, mate. Firing to go. Missed you, boys. Look at you all. Hi.
What's happening?
Hi.
G'day, g'day.
What's happening? Lots happening.
We've been away on school holidays for two weeks. I've been out of the country, just ducked over to Fiji with the kids. And then chaos has ensued. And I've heard that your statue, Fev, now I'm going to say 4 or 5 weeks ago, we finally had your statue erected in Webb Street in Narre Warren, your home where you were born.
Because I've been talking about this statue ever since I started the show.
Yes. Well, it was a running gag where Nick Cody thought for 2 years that you actually had a statue down at Webb Street.
2 years? 4 years?
Did you only just realise?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Four years? You haven't been on the show for 4 years.
Finally, and it was a real treat. We were there in Narre Warren doing Brekkie and the Burbs,
Bunjil
Place, and then there was the statue. It was positioned in Webb Street. So many people going there. You were a tourist destination photos.
Yeah, my mum went there. Mum got a photo with it.
I know.
Like, you got the real thing at home, Mum. Like, my dad went there.
It's
friends and family went and got photos with it.
And then a week ago, we were getting messages from people saying, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's been stolen.
Friday night, got stolen.
So we need to get to the bottom of this. Now, our senior producer, James Blake, he's the one who organises stuff. Yeah. You may recall.
Seen his chin?
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. So he organised Car Lotto, where the car didn't. We're supposed to do laps. It ran out of petrol after 3 minutes. Yeah. That was a fail. He organised the Big Fox.
Well,
the Big Fox got stolen.
It
actually melted
in
the
heat.
He stuffs up a lot of things on our show.
Didn't put enough
petrol in the electric chamber. When our executive producer, Leon, when I said, what's going on? Where's Fev's statue? And Leon said, don't worry. JB is on it. James Blake is on it. So let's now talk to the man who, what is happening on your face, firstly?
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Are you attempting to grow a goatee?
What is that?
Craig David.
Very Mexican.
So over the school holidays, Lucy, my girlfriend, and I, we went to the Cook Islands, and I decided just to, you know, be a little bit more relaxed, a bit more tropical.
I'm going to be really honest with you right now. I love it. Oh. I love it. I want you to keep going. It's great. It's now you don't look 12, so now you look like 20. You're getting closer to 27. You look kind of 22.
He looks 16 because that's growing like your pubes when you're 13.
Yeah.
When you have your first shave.
Yeah.
Now, James, actually, can you come in the studio?
Real separate sort of
come
areas
in the studio.
Going around. Aren't they?
It looks like a man with a beard went to Chernobyl.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
they're more whiskers at the moment than a beard. Yeah. But let's move on. Let's get to the bottom of this, James.
Yeah.
What is happening? Where is Fev's statue?
Before you get to that, there's a pokey machine. What's that pokey machine with a dude, Cody? He's got like the little goatee and the... It's like the Chinese one. That's what it looks like. It's the Chinese pokey machine.
Buddha's fortune, I think it is.
Everyone knows. Oh. You look like a feature.
Okay, we'll move on from
there. He got three spins. He came in.
Moving on from your facial hair, James Blake, where is Fev's statue? What has happened?
Who cares? He looks like a feature.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I've got good news.
It's not windy out there today.
Fev's statue is safe
mm-hmm.
because it was removed by council.
too many now, people going to see.
How on earth and why did that happen?
Apparently, it was always temporary in the eyes of the city of Casey.
Sorry, what?
Temporary.
Why do you speak like that? You're trying to be like the future.
Did you say temporary?
Yeah.
Is that beard weighing your lips down?
Okay, sorry. It was always temporary. That's a difficult one.
In the eyes of Casey Council, so yeah. Why did they think it was temporary and why did we think it was permanent?
Because, well, we went, oh, it's a statue, and they went, no, it's a fun little joke. So they always, in their mind, thought a fortnight was enough, and then it had to go. And I was in the Cook Islands, and my phone was switched off, so I didn't get any phone calls about it, didn't see any emails about it. And now it's here.
Hold on.
I would have gone with it was stolen. It's a heaps better story.
Are you a tight ass that doesn't pay the $5 a day for international roaming?
Okay. What I actually did, I went with Vodafone Cook Islands and got a whole new number, but I didn't pass that on to the city of Casey.
Vodafone, you can get a $5 international.
Yeah,
Let's not get way down in roaming data. Let's talk about this. James, did you miss the email where they said this will be a temporary exhibition?
Temporary. So, yeah, but I thought the team back here, back at base, would be able to handle it. Because I got the thing scanned. I had it made. I got it installed. That's pretty good. Just handball and let someone else.
What's disappointing about all of this is...
The goatee.
For us, this was the first thing you'd got right. 2 years on the job and you have made a mess of most of our big things that we've been trying to achieve. And then finally you got something that made Fever happy.
It's one of my greatest moments in life.
And it was there in
Webb
Street and it was for 3 weeks.
It is a shame.
The amount of people messaging me.
To be perfectly honest.
It's an actual tourist attraction.
I didn't think it would last very long. Regardless.
No, people respected it.
They did.
I had photos, this is no joke, of people cleaning it with like spray and toweling it down. Like, it's a godhead. Look, just
Now it's here.
It was
so
about
we've
to be like the Rio,
the
statue in Rio, the Christ de Lima.
I was going to go more of like the
Christ de Luche.
What's that thing in France, the big thing?
Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, that. It's like people are going to hang locks and crap on it.
That's a bridge in Paris with the locks. It's a totally different tourist destination. But James.
Yeah.
So moving on from the failure of this and the disappointment, and another little cross next to your name. Moving on from that, what's next? Is this just going to sit in the studio? Fev statue.
It could do. Mm-hmm. If we're happy with keeping it here, we can do that. Or maybe there's someone who wants to give it a forever home. And we can find it a forever
home.
Do we
get suburbs vying for it? So Nari Warren didn't want it anymore. Does someone else want Fev statue?
It's got all the things that you need to bolt it into a
footpath.
Had a
good time at Fev Square. Maybe put it there.
Yeah. Oh, do you know what? What about...
Fev Square.
I've got an idea. Carlton, obviously, because...
I'll get a statue there when I'm dead, probably.
Surely someone on Lygon Street would want that out the front of their shop or restaurant. Oh. Come on, as if nobody wants that. Imagine that at a local restaurant in Carlton.
An Italian restaurant.
Darcy wants to take it home.
It would be 13 10 60. If anyone wants the statue outside their shop or anywhere, that would be... Because think about it. As a business, you'd get people just coming to see the statue and then they come in and have a coffee or have some pasta. I don't know. I'm just brainstorming here.
I'm just really flat.
You're very flat. James?
I don't know how to make this better.
Well, the thing is, you've passed your 3-month trial, so we can't do anything about you anymore.
No, I'm kind of stuck.
We're stuck with you.
Yeah.
Do you know that feeling you get when you just wish it never happened?
Why?
Because now it's gone. Like
it's here. You can look at it every day.
No, but it was pointless. Like,
oh, that's
really
disappointing.
Flat. Yeah.
If it makes
like one of the greatest moments. My kids were proud of me.
You loved it.
I actually did, and now I'm just.
Well, we've got
dejected.
Dave on the line from Waterways.
Just
hi,
stolen
Dave.
It
g'day, how are you?
Good, Dave. Well, how can we help you?
I want that statue put out the front of my place looking right at the lake because we love Fevered Out Place.
$10,000?
That's great.
Your shout, mate.
You can't sell it, Fev.
You can do what I want.
No, you're not selling it. Dave's got first bid on the statue. We'll keep this going. 13 10 60, or call us, contact us on socials. Let us know if you want the statue.
Should we get some bids and then give it to a charity, like a kids charity?
Yes, that's a wonderful idea. Like or a, just give it away at this stage.
No, well, I reckon we, mate, it's me. It's giving it to some dude at Waterways looking at a lake.
No, I think the ideal situation or scenario is we actually get it somewhere as a feature.
Yeah, I know, but like what? Other suburbs?
No, I didn't. Do you not like my Carlton idea?
Yeah, but
you
I'm
could
gonna,
be
no.
a tourist destination yeah, in Carlton.
They won't do that till I die.
No, no, I think, are you telling me a local pizzeria or trattoria wouldn't want that out the front of their venue? Absolutely.
You know La Porchetta in Lygon Street?
There
you
we
know,
go. Yes.
You know the La Porchetta guy that holds a pizza? I could be the
yeah.
dude.
Yes. Get in
for
touch. 131060. Anytime phones are open. Fifi Fevernick on Insta as well.
1019 The Fox.
On the show, and I've missed this show. God, I've missed you guys so much. And I love that when we come to work and we get to laugh and have fun. And then there's sometimes things happen in the world that just give you a moment to pause and reflect and feel the shock of what happened. And I think everybody's talking about what happened in Bondi Junction in Sydney over the weekend because you can't fathom it. And when I heard that, because I flew back from Fiji on Saturday night, and the first thing Mum said to me, how about Sydney? And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. And then I got across the story. And I know Bondi Junction so well because I lived there. So when I was doing radio in Sydney, our radio station was in that building. So that was my local. And, you know, I think a lot of people are feeling today, we all, and as a mum, I'm always at the shopping centre. Mm. I'm always at Doncaster, at Chatty. You're just there all the time. And to think you can just be there, and I couldn't help but put myself in the minds of these people. It's a Saturday afternoon, taking the kids to the shop, and the terror that they must have felt seeing a man walking around with a knife. And you can't, it's very difficult to put yourself there. And I think for the six people who lost their lives, the heart break, and obviously we all feel and want to send condolences to all the families and people affected. Ashley Good, though, that story, it gets me because yeah. that's a 38-year-old mum, and to hear that she wanted that baby so badly, her little baby, 7 years they tried to conceive that baby. Every photo of that mum just glowing, and I see myself in that. You know, when I had my first baby, and you, that is a woman in her love bubble with her baby. And for a man to lean into that pram and do what he did, and then to hear that she's already been stabbed fatally, she obviously passed. She's picked up her baby and run into a shop and given it to two men she doesn't know. Please help my baby, because she knew probably she was not in a good way. Those moments, and I think a lot of people are going through all of this. You just feel it. You go through it yourself. You try to imagine the unimaginable. And that's what these people have lived through over the weekend. The unimaginable. I don't know. I think we've got some audio of a woman who was just there in the shop. To be in a shopping center and have that kind of terror. I mean, you can hear it in this woman's voice.
Hiding in the back room, and I was just hearing gunshots. It's just like the worst thing ever. Like, who does that to people?
Oh, I'm so sorry. So you saw a guy with a machine?
Yes.
The security guard, Faraz Tahir, he's only been in the country. You know, he's fled Pakistan. He's been his first week on the job, first day shift. Do you think the day shift is the shift where you're probably the safest?
Yeah.
You just
don't expect that when you go to a shopping centre. Maybe in America you might expect something to happen like this because we see it on the TV probably once, twice a week. But to be in Australia and something to happen like that. But the people that gathered around and helped other people, like, you know, you see this one dude that goes through and absolutely causes mayhem. It's ruined so many people's lives. One idiot, one moron. And obviously the police officer, the female police officer shot him dead straight away. But everyone comes around and helps, and people were, I heard on the project yesterday that a shop front guy shut the door, locked the door. And she goes, she could see that the guard had been stabbed. And she's like, I'm a nurse, let me out, I need to help. And he's like, no, if I let you out, I'm not opening that door back up for you. Because he's like, I don't know what's going to happen. And she goes, I don't care, let me out. So he let her out and she went to try help this guy. Like people just, the way they can help people, like in that point of, I don't know what I'd do, I'd be petrified.
Mm. Well, but they, even people the police going to help. Officer, what an incredible woman she is, an incredible police officer. That what she had to take him down because he lunged. But then immediately giving him
CPR,
like trying to save him. I mean, look, this is obviously a one-off. This, we've all just got to feel the grief and the pain and what people are going through. And I think I've heard in your family are in Sydney, Josiah, and they've just said everyone's like walking around.
It's like a dark cloud, not much emotion.
Well, I heard a lady yesterday say that she was at the shops with her three kids 5 minutes before it happened. And she was like, she literally wrote on, I think it was one of the pages, I was reading some of the comments, and she said, hold your kids a little bit tighter tonight. I was there and there's nothing more precious than your babies.
No, no. And I think it's the fact that it was doing, it's a shopping centre.
Yeah.
I think it's, we'll start a school holidays, kids everywhere. When this happens in situations that are overseas or, you know, yeah, don't go into that area, it's dangerous. You don't expect the local shopping centre on a Saturday afternoon to be dangerous. So, we know everybody's thinking about this and obviously our hearts and our thoughts are with everybody and all the families who are affected by this.
It's Fifi Fevernick.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Our next guest was very nearly at our last Brekkie in the Burbs in Ringwood because we can't get enough of her. Unfortunately, pneumonia can't either because that's what made her not be there, which we need to talk about. We're speaking of Mel Buttle. Mel, not here to put socks on centipedes. Right now, Melbourne Town Hall until April 21st. Get your tickets. Get around you because you are brilliant, very funny, but having a bad trot, pneumonia, and bed bugs.
You've got issues.
Bed bugs are worse.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in with them.
Thanks, mate. Yeah. Gave you all a big hug. Yeah, the bed bugs were a real trauma, and I thought, how retro, how Melbourne, of course, like bed bugs, let's sit on a bloody milk crate at a cafe. Like, it's ye olde fashioned-y. I love it down here.
So you've come down from Brisbane and you think, let's get amongst Melbourne. What a time of year, Melbourne Comedy Festival, and you're greeted with bed bugs.
Did you catch them from here or did you bring them in here?
I didn't bring them.
Because I brought them back from Fiji once in my bed, and I thought they were like mozzie bites. And then we lifted up, like cut open, and there was bugs everywhere. We brought them back from Fiji.
I arrived at this woman's house that she lovingly rented out to me for $5,000.
Oh, it was a house?
Yeah.
This game, I thought you were doing well, but it sounded like you were staying at a backpacker's.
No. No. And she didn't want to give me a refund for the whole time because of the bed bugs. And so I've been on, if you find here, refer to Exhibit A, the photos. You know when you start throwing big words in? Like, well, traditionally speaking, therefore.
I've never had bed bugs. How do you know you've got bed bugs?
Because you keep getting bitten.
You get bitten and you itch and then you pull the mattress back and go, oh, it's $18.95.
Oh, you see
them. Yeah, you can see them.
Because I thought they were microscopic.
So no, when they're full of your blood, you can see them. Yeah. It's beautiful. Good morning, Melbourne.
Heaps of them.
So hang on, you paid, this is Airbnb, I'm assuming. Oh, I should have said that.
Is it
some sort of rental property?
Yep.
And you they don't. They don't give you any money back. They just go,
there was a discussion on an email thread. There's, I believe the money might be coming back, but no, I had to throw my weight around and,
Yes.
Well, that's a good option. You get your $5,000 back and you just get bitten by bugs. Free stay. That's a good price to pay.
Well, I did leave, Fev. I'm not still rolling around in my $5,000 with the bed bugs. But that, you're a businessman. I like that.
Yeah, well, it's cash.
There's a week of comedy festival left. Are you going to go polio or rickets? What are you doing for the last?
I'm thinking scabies. Yeah. I like to itch.
Now, you're both, Nick Cody, you're both comedians.
Mm-hmm.
I think you are possibly the scariest people, like the scariest industry. No, I say this because I wouldn't want to get on your bad side because if this was my house and I was that woman who owned that house, I'd be thinking, do I either give her the refund? Okay, I won't give her the refund. And I am her whole next year's Melbourne International Comedy Show. Because you just roast them.
Mel's actually doing pretty well. I would have just said the address by now. I would have read out the listing. I've done that to a real estate agent before. I didn't fix our heater during winter.
I put an offer on a house via email once, and the real estate agent didn't reply to the email for 2 days. So I screenshotted the house, I put it on my Instagram and said, if you own this house, I'm trying to buy it, but your agent isn't responding to my emails. She rang my partner and said, I demand an apology from Mel.
Oh God.
Guess what? She didn't get one, and also answer me email.
Oh, something you speak about Instagram. I do love Instagram, but you are a bit confused at the moment with Melbourne roads.
I can't. This city, I can't.
We love this
city. Is it the bike lanes?
It's all of it. It's a ramp that goes up to a tram, and who's waiting? Is it for pedestrians? Because it looks like road. It doesn't look like footpath. It's bitumen. It's
Bridge Road.
What are you meant to do?
What did they do to Bridge Road? Bridge Road used to just be a road. I don't know what that is anymore.
And then you're driving on the tram tracks and it feels very naughty and your wheels like skid around. Yeah. And I am trying to sell tickets in Melbourne, so I think you're a wonderful city and I think your roads are fantastic and they're free-flowing and easy to use and I'm having a great time. But it's very different to Brisbane where every lane is like 50 metres wide. And all.
Yeah. But we know how to merge here. I've spent a bit of time in Brisbane and you get to the freeway and people are like, well, there doesn't appear to be... Everyone's going rather fast. I'll just sit here until there's a gap.
We punish you in Brisbane for being in the wrong lane. Mm. Like this is, you'll learn a lesson if I don't let you in. You've educated yourself about what lane to set yourself up in for tomorrow.
I can't believe I'm saying this with a Queenslander in the studio because I should just be really pro-Melbourne because I love my city. But now that Sally Capp's gone, and we loved Sally when she – I didn't realise how messy the city was. Like the city's in a real mess. And I'm now thinking we just wipe it and start again.
What, just delete Sims and start again, like the game?
If you can't do that, just a new Sims. No, because it is what the critics are right. It's not a car-friendly city to drive onto.
No, they want bollards and stuff up there.
So I don't go in there.
I ride a bike. Yes. I'm a cyclist.
Yeah, you're the one who loves it.
No, but I think it's too hectic.
Yeah,
like Russell
nuts.
Street and Exhibition Street, it's insane. Too many lanes.
You're a cyclist, Mel?
No, I'm on pretty good money. What are you on your BMX?
He doesn't have a second
car.
I'm
not on a BMX. What do you think? I'm on a mongoose villain. Yeah. People dig on my pegs.
Between them.
Are you on the radio? What's going on?
I am.
Shouldn't you have an Audi or something by now?
I should.
Actually, you'll love this. We're doing a marketing shoot today and we're in a little group WhatsApp chat. Mm. And we were being told about what was happening today after the show. And Nick did chime in and go, can anyone give me a lift?
Because he needs an Uber.
It is.
My wife's got the car today.
You are so hoppers crossing. Just buy a
contract,
second car.
Contract negotiation time. DC, listen in. Cash, please. I've got stuff to do.
Get a little Suzuki Swift for yourself. What's wrong with you, Nick?
I can't get in a Suzuki Swift. That'd be ridiculous.
You're in a Suzuki. Nothing wrong with a Suzuki. You're a Subaru.
Yeah, Subaru Forester, please.
I got him for a car and he didn't want to follow up on it.
I'll have it. Yeah.
Seb said, here's the name of someone who was then.
Subaru. But you're not a lesbian, Nick. What's going on?
I love chicks. Yeah. I think that's standard definition.
I love chicks.
Mel Buttle, we cannot wait to see you get around. Not here to put socks on centipedes. Melbourne Town Hall until April 21st.
Get
this weekend, comedyfestival.com.au.
Hopefully you get me a pay rise. Thanks, Mel.
You
appreciate it.
Thanks for coming, Mel.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Remain calm. I'm the fire warden. That was not a fire alarm. Just an alphabet answer. We've got a warden training this Wednesday, and one of the things that I've mentally put in my head is work out where the hat is.
I'm so glad I don't work Wednesday.
So if you are playing Alpha Bucks tomorrow at 8 a.m. on Tuesday, the 16th of April, your letter will be T. And here is an answer for you. Something sweet.
T.
Tennis balls dipped in honey.
I would sooner take tiramisu than tea.
Tea can be sweet.
I would take 100%. That as I would put that as a line ball. If have you ever had green tea?
I don't know if you got a tea.
If someone's
tea, you
got
can get
nine
brownie
out of
tea.
10 and they go tea for something sweet and you say no, I will bash you. That is
there will be riots.
Well, tune in tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
And say tea is your answer.
And if not, then at the fire warden meeting.
Guys, we're fire.
Great.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
School holidays wrapping up. A lot of kids going back today, tomorrow. And I was lucky enough to take the girls over to Fiji just for a bit of pool, buffet, That was it. As I've said, they're my favourite holidays with kids under 10.
Buffets are the best.
Buffet breakfast, so pool, good. Chicken nuggets by the pool, buffet dinner, bed. And it was going great. And as I said to you boys earlier, I love that. And it's great.
Relaxing.
And I just spend all this time with the kids in the pool.
Yeah.
Shut down.
And they love it. Kids love it.
And then, so the first week, amazing. Then one day, it was actually Trixie's birthday. And we were celebrating, and then Daisy, you know, the funny thing about kids, when they're about to be sick, you get no warning. Have you noticed this? So we're sitting there having a buffet at the buffet, just loading up with food. Next minute, Daisy just looks at me. There's a look in her eye and then all over me, vomited, just all over me, and then didn't stop. And I'm catching it in serviettes, that kind of like, oh, this is a disaster. Mm. Gastro hit her. So that was one afternoon. And then of course, just when you think it's past and you're lying in bed at night, and I sleep with the kids in the bed, and then you wake up, you go, oh, what's all that sticky stuff in my hair? That's awesome. And I must point out, I've always wanted kids. I was one of those, I loved kids from when I was a kid, and I always wanted kids. All I wanted to be was a mum. And the only thing that ever made me think about not having kids was I can't deal with other people's vomit.
Mm. I could not be a nurse.
Still, well, I can with my kids, but it's still challenging.
Yeah.
I was changing sheets like 3 times during the night. I'm calling housekeeping. I'm so, so sorry. Oh, it's happened again. Got through that 2 days of Daisy. Then thank goodness that's passed. Then the next 3 days into her gastro, lying in bed.
Oh, that long.
Midnight. Oh, there's another one all over me in bed.
Oh, Trixie.
No. That was Daisy. She just had one more she wanted to get out of her system. Oh. 2 a.m., tap on my shoulder, mummy, Trixie. Oh. I've just vomited. Oh, here we go. And then every half hour for 7 hours, it didn't stop. And then 2 days later, the afternoon I've got a pack to come home.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I don't feel 100%. And the next minute I'm lying in bed for 10 hours with my eyes closed.
Best time to get it, though.
But the interesting thing is I didn't vomit.
Oh.
But I can't tell if that's because my brain hates vomit so much that I talked myself out of it. But
there is a bug going around.
I've essentially had more vomit on me in the last 2 weeks than I think I've had in my whole life.
Oh.
Like any parents or, you know, carers, people who work in childcare would understand.
When a kid
has gastro, it's everywhere.
It's funny you bring that up, Fee, because we're up at Coolangatta for a week. Beautiful Gold Coast there, southern end of the Gold Coast. And on the last night, we're walking to a surf club for dinner, and I had Maxie, my 2-year-old, on my shoulders, giving him a piggyback. And he said, "Dad, I feel sick." And I go, "Oh, that's weird, mate." Then I just hear, all on the top of my head. I don't know with vomit. This is the first time I've felt it, heard it, and smelt it, but I haven't seen it.
Oh.
Rare to get all those.
Usually
he's vomited on my head,
it.
And I've just had to hold him there. Still going, mate. Yeah, still got some more vomit on my head. And when people that don't have kids say, "I've got a dog," I get it. If a dog vomited on me, I'd kill it. I'd just crush its head. Game over. With a baby, you've got to hold it there as it just vomits and vomits and vomits. And we're flying home the next day, and we thought, if this is gastro, how are we going to do it? But on the Monday, everyone was fine. Maxie got over it that night. Lots of vomit, but he got over it that night. We get back to Melbourne last Monday. Monday night, I go to bed with Charlie. Luch is in another room. Max is a bit crook, so he's in his room. 2 o'clock in the morning. Charlie, "Hey, Dad. G'day, mate. Bit early for a chat." Awesome. Then I hear Luch in the other room. "Empty. Thick." All right. And I'm the last one left. Get them all sorted on Tuesday morning. Feeling fine. 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday. "Guys, it's really hot in here." I'm just sweating, sitting down. What's going on?
I thought your face was looking thinner. You look good.
Mate,
nothing better than getting...
I will say, I'd blown out on the Gold Coast. Blown out.
Yeah.
And I thought,
mate, as you do,
we've got to film
on.
Something big this week. And I thought, I'm not going to be able to turn this around in time. Blessed by the gastro gods.
Mate.
Those models were onto something.
It's like barley. You drink the toilet water before you leave.
Looking
you
gross.
Cooked.
Never felt better.
I spewed over the summer. I mean, over the summer, over the break.
What?
I haven't spewed for good 4 or 5 years, I reckon.
Mm.
And I had a big spew.
Gastro, or what?
I don't know.
Probably.
Like just one?
No, yeah, it was one for a good half an hour where my throat was sore, my stomach was sore.
Aizen had gastro? Digital producer, you've just had gastro?
Oh, yeah, had a bad oyster in Bali last week, actually.
Oh, the old oyster, he's got a new girlfriend.
I don't know what he's talking about. On top of that, remember the incident I had in Vegas last year?
Yes. When you pissed your pants?
Guys.
May have done the opposite of that.
He's got the double banger.
TMI.
In the bed. Start wearing a man.
And I was like naked.
James Blake, have you been sick?
No, I was fine. I just wanted to tell everyone about Aizen shitting himself.
Got it. So. Okay. Now, how's this? I've got a theory. When I was on the plane back from Fiji, I met another couple and they were at a different resort in Fiji and they said gastro went through that resort. Yeah. And then I knew Nick in Queensland. And then I've come home and I've spoken to some friends here and they're like, oh, all my friends and family have gastro. Yeah. I think there is a gastro outbreak in Australia and it's going everywhere.
All my family had it. Every single person when we were away.
I'll tell you what, my beard and mustache at the moment, quite a tight trim.
Mm-hmm.
That's post-gastro because nothing reminds you need a beard and mustache trim quicker than some projectile vomiting. Carrot catcher.
Yeah, because I had these little chicken balls from Coles. I brought these little chicken things, like chicken popcorn, to have for lunch. And I ate all of them, and they were all in they were all coming up in the toilet. And it was the chunks and stuff.
Yeah. See, Maxie spewed on my head. I felt like a Super Bowl winning coach with the Gatorade.
You look like a taco.
I think I've had enough about it.
You started it.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, we haven't seen each other for a few weeks, all been offline. What's been happening? Bev, what did you do?
No, I did nothing. Oh, and I went to Adelaide.
How was Gather Round?
Gather Round's good. I tell you what, they do a good job, Adelaide. They're a lot backward. They're backwards in a lot of things, time especially. But that's one thing they did right. It was really good. So I'll go back next year. I can't wait.
What do they do
just
right?
The activations they have on Rundle Mall. I went to the Super Bowl in America when it was in New York, and Times Square was like the whole strip was activations about the sport.
Yeah.
And they did that in Adelaide. There was people everywhere, all different. Everyone was happy. Bars and pubs were packed. And I watched the footy. It was great. It was a great vibe. So I was there for 5 days. So
really?
Took little Lulu over. She was a safety blanket, so I didn't go out and get pissed and get home at 5 a.m. every night. Watched the boxing, which was good.
Yeah.
And then went down the beach house, played golf, and literally opened a can at 10:30 every morning and sat on the couch and watched sport. It was amazing.
There we go. That's a nice rest.
I had a nice split. First week, Gold Coast, holiday with the fam, bit of beach and sun, good times, and then came back and it's comedy festival.
So you
working?
You're doing it. You're doing it.
No, I was just doing a bunch of spots and had podcast stuff on and
what
UFC
do
stuff to do.
In, do they just like roar? Oh my God.
It's exciting.
Ooh, a
little
was that
drop
offensive
in.
That Fev and I both at the same time said, are you doing it as if...
No, I didn't. I didn't have a solo show on. No, I was just doing lots of spots and podcast stuff and whatever.
So all the good people are finished and then you just come
the
in.
The scraps come in. Here it is.
It's like
little kids going through the scrap metal for computers trying to find copper. And
it's like the NBA benchwarmers coming on at the end of a game when it's a blowout.
That's a blowout. That was a ripper. It's such a good time. It's the best time of year. In Melbourne, the footy on, comedy festival.
It is
great.
Good, isn't it? Yeah. I wasn't here.
With Fiji.
Fiji, Bulla Vanaka.
You love that joint, don't you? Do you own an island yet?
No, but I love Fiji. The kids love Fiji. To be honest, pre-kids, I love travel and exploring. I actually love travelling and experiencing and, you know, I was a backpacker once upon a time.
You're an elbow.
I burnt the backpack. I hated it by the end. But now... Kids under 10, you just need a pool, a beach, a buffet, and people able to bring nuggets and chips to the pool. That's all I need for
a
holiday with the kids.
The people are lovely.
They are. The lifestyle, right? Now, don't get me wrong. I had this conversation because I love Melbourne. I'm a Melbourne born. My family are from Melbourne. My great-great-grand, we were all Melbourne. Love it. I was sitting by the pool in balmy 30 degrees going, why did they settle down there? Like, that's the only thing I don't get. Yeah. Like, I would never leave this city. It's in my blood. But I was in Fiji going, this could be my life. And I'm not kidding.
All it takes is one tornado to go through there, though.
Buffet breakfast.
Should be back here.
Pool. And I will be in the pool. We were in the pool from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m.
How many wees are you doing there?
No, don't be disgusted. Don't even say it. Don't even
100%.
Say it.
You said you're in the pool for 7 hours.
Yeah, go, toilet breaks and the girls take them. I won't lie, when they come and go, "Mummy, need to do a wee." I'm like, "Oh, so annoying."
Just do it in the pool.
No, certainly not. Not walk them, but you know, and I'm just like, this is how I could live. I just love that.
How many nuggets do you eat?
Heaps of nuggets.
Do you have any alcoholic cocktails?
No, I had a couple of pink gins.
Oh, they're nice. I had a pink gin over them. Yeah, good. Gordon's pink gin.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. So that was it. But I won't lie, I fell right into that lifestyle. And in another dimension, another parallel universe, I would just be in a pool.
Another dimension, you say that. How old's Daisy? Four or five?
Four.
Yeah,
four.
You got heaps
14
of that.
Years. 14 years, you were there.
If anything goes wrong with this show, there's always 102.4 Buller FM. You can work over there.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Gee, they're good, the Fijian people.
Fijian Airways.
Aren't they? I was listening to the Fijian in the car because I just drive an hour from the airport to where we were staying. I got a fair bit of the music. Yeah. It's great music.
Well, the people from Tassie simulcasting there because they do to Melbourne.
I don't know who. This is all going over my head. What
you
have
know
I missed?
The Tassie people?
No.
That do. What do they hit over there? Tassie FM?
The Hobart Breakfast Show.
They simulcast in the Melbourne region.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What?
Why I asked if they did Fiji as well. But didn't you know that?
Why?
It's a great question.
It's a great question. We should probably be going out places like Albury and Yarrawonga.
Hang on a second.
Wangaratta.
We're Victorians.
Yes.
The number one FM breakfast show in Melbourne with the most listeners.
The Tassie simulcast.
And we're not going out
to
Ballarat and Bendigo. No. Tasmania. Sorry, I just dropped my pen.
You're welcome,
that
guys.
Makes no sense.
Bulla bulla.
Yeah, you've lost that Fijian relaxation.
Just gone. The massage.
Does management know that? I reckon that's
we flipped their banana lounge, Fev. She's face down. We kicked the wedges into the pool.
Yeah, it's a conversation.
So how many massages did you have?
Not enough.
Melbourne's number one breakfast show. It's the Foxes, Fifi, Fev and Nick. Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick. On the Fox.